Government without a teleprompter. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think the real news in that James Comey memo isn't that the president asked the FBI director to drop the investigation of Michael Flynn. Flynn was already fired anyway. It's the part where Trump and Comey are alone in the Oval Office, and Trump says, quoting the New York Times, that Mr. Comey should consider putting reporters in prison for publishing classified information, unquote. That tells me that when he corralled reporters at his rallies and called them disgusting, even when he did it with a smile, that was real. And as president, he really thinks reporters are a threat to national security. It's further confirmation that he told everybody exactly who he was, a self-sacrificing guided missile aimed directly at the status quo.
I didn't have to do this. I was having a very nice life.
And yet we hear reports that the West Wing staff is in chaos and at a loss for words.
For the second time in 2 weeks, White House aides have been left scrambling to explain the president's actions. Last night, after the story broke, raised voices of staffers could be heard coming from the cabinet room.
But that's the whole reason 45.9% of the voters chose Trump, to inject a little chaos, to take the United States government completely off the teleprompter. Of course you're going to be at a loss for words. Seems to me, instead of fighting, the staff ought to be celebrating. In fact, I believe somewhere in the basement of the executive mansion, there's a banner that says mission accomplished that they could dust off. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.